The holidays are pretty much winding down here. What is going on in Salt Lake City these
days? This is what we would call one of those kind of weird, quiet periods, which we don't get a lot of anymore in Salt Lake because we get so much. But, you know, right after Christmas and right before Sundance and all the film fest stuff and the winter tour startup. But we actually have a really strong rock and roll show on Friday night, which is sort of unusual for being right after New Year's. But we have the Reverend Horton Heat, who people might be familiar with. Big rockabilly, big loud raucous Texan, always a good time. They have a new record called Rev, and they are a blast on their own. But to me, the real draw of this show is Jello Biafra, former lead singer of the Dead Kennedys, one of your legendary West Coast punk bands from the early to mid-'80s. He's not touring with them on their whole tour, so we're really lucky to get him here in Salt Lake City. And this guy, I mean, he is a verbal bomb thrower, whether he's lecturing or doing a show. Super entertaining, really conspiracy theory minded, you know, and always a blast. And I'm assuming he will be doing some of your classic old Dead Kennedys songs, which are, you know, stuff that takes on like Reagan's governorship in California. So this is an old school punk rock guy. So a big show on Friday night down there at the Depot. Another a band that kind of combines punk and bluegrass is always on the bill. They're called Old Man Markley. So really strong triple bill. I highly recommend that one on Friday.
Excellent. And is there anything else? What else going on?
You know, there's a few other goodies this weekend, actually. Same night, Friday night, Tennis, who are a duo from Colorado, sort of a poppy synthesizer meets guitars band. They're pretty decent. They've played a few times in town. Nellie McKay is headlining up at the Eccles Center for the Performing Arts in Park City on Saturday night. Always a really good show up there. And then Maria Taylor is performing at the Urban Lounge on Tuesday. She is half of the duo called Azure Ray, sort of an indie rock chanteuse. So really good night on Tuesday night as well.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot, Dan.
You bet.